Morning, everybody. Morning, everybody online. I did have something I'd like to share this morning that I came across recently. I've been doing a lot of running lately, and some of my runs are longer runs, you know, in excess of 20, 30 miles. So I've been researching how to stay energized, you know, the whole run, which is it's a whole different kind of subject. But anyway, there's always been, ever since I've first read it, and there are places in the Bible where I read them and I'm like, really? I mean, is that really how it happened? Is that really what happened? How can it happen that way? You know, and I have questions in my mind. And but usually, if you take some time and you look into it and you you know, let the Lord speak to you, you'll find out that, well, yeah, it did. It really did happen that way. So in 1 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 27, the Israelites are fighting the enemy, and Saul had declared a fast on this day, a day of battle, which probably wasn't a good idea on Saul's part. You don't want to be hungry and weak while you're going into battle against the enemy. But his son Jonathan didn't hear the edict, because he was busy out slaying the Philistines that morning, and didn't hear Saul call the fast. But so after a long day of fighting, he hadn't had any food either, just because he'd been busy, you know, slaying the enemy. So he came across a beehive and some honey. And I'll read verse 27. But Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people with the oath. Wherefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand and dipped it in a honeycomb and put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. So this is something that personally I'll read that and I'll say, well, you know, that sounds like it happened instantaneously. But, you know, when you eat something, you've got to eat it. It's got to go through your bloodstream. You know, you've got to digest it, and the blood's got to deliver that all out to your muscles. That doesn't happen just like that, you know what I mean? Well, lo and behold, I'm researching, you know, okay, how do I stay energized during these long races, during these long events, these endurance events that I'm interested in doing? And there are actually scientific studies that when somebody, you know, feels like they've been totally depleted, they can take in some nutrition, and instantaneously the body releases reserves that instantaneously energize them. And that, to me, I mean, it's just like, it's one more, you know, one more proof, like we needed one more proof that what's written in the Bible is, you know, it happened like it says it did, and the Lord knows what he's talking about. And you know, it's just another proof. So it's that's always uplifting to me, to find those little things, you know, the little things that bug you, and then, you know, a whole different time later, then you're like, oh, it did happen that way. So, and it can happen that way, and it does happen that way. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with y'all real quick, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer and ask him to bless Brother Marty as he comes forward. So, Lord God, our Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we're so thankful this morning to be able to come together in this manner and to worship you. Lord, we're thankful for the proofs that you continue to show to us that your word is true. Dear Lord, that you created the heaven and the earth, and you created the laws that govern everything that happens, the natural laws, and you also created laws for us to live by. Lord, we pray that we could be better people. Like Brother Marty said, that we could come to you and talk to you, listen to what you have to say, dear Lord, and then live our lives accordingly, and all to bring glory and honor under your name. Lord, we pray that you would bless Brother Marty this morning as he stands before us. Dear Lord, that he would be able to deliver us those things out of your word, which we need to hear. And praise us, dear Lord, to hear it, or bless us, dear Lord, to hear it, and to be able to follow along with those things, dear Lord, and to live, apply them in our daily lives, and to live a life that you would approve of. These things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our King. Amen.